Let's go. Don't tell a friend. It's T.I.A. and the JBN. Let's go. You are listening to the Brandiverse Radio Show.
Woo! Hey, it's Brandiverse Any Podcast Radio Show. You know what time it is. I'm the JBN.
And this is your girl, T.I.A.
Yeah. Hey, it's cold outside. Yes, it is. Cold outside. Woo! Hey, bundle up like the DJ Khaled say. So hey, I hope everybody have a pretty good day getting off work and driving safe home to their families and
right. A lot of people are just coming from out of town, believe it or not.
Oh, that's right. Because yesterday was King holiday, and I hope everybody got
some people returned to work like me and you, but yeah. Some people were still on their vacay.
That's right. You was on your vacation, and also happy belated birthday.
Thank you, DJ. We appreciate that.
Yes, good birthday.
The big 4-0, you guys.
Yes. Happy belated birthday. And hey, listeners that tuning in, hey, we're gonna have Mr. Cozy Mobetto will be right here on TBOU. That's right, catching up on what's new with Mr. Cozy Mo, and also be talking about his new single and a lot more. And you know, also be playing new music too right here.
Of course.
And that's right. Every, you know, like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do our talk, interview, and entertainment on TBOU just for you right here.
Along with playing all new music.
Yes, that's right. Playing all new music. Hey, we're gonna keep this show going on right here, and we're gonna go start off the show with Mr. Cozy Mo with "The Way I Feel." Let's go.
Yeah, you got us feeling like we have a right about all these feelings. Luciano, Cozy Mo, hey yo, Pooh, bring the hook in.
It's
hook
the in. Way that I feel. It's the it's the way that I feel. Something about you. It's the way that I feel. Makes me keep it real. It's the way that I feel. Something about you. Ever since you've been in my life, you made my world so bright. And I promise to treat you right. Yeah. There will never be no doubt. You will never be without my touch, my love. I'll give it to you.
Where you wanna go,
I will take you.
And what you wanna do,
I will do it for you. Your love is so true. I really thank God for you. Your love, your touch, and I'll never give you up.
It's the way that I feel. Thanks to keep it real. It's the way that I feel. It's all about you. It's the way that I feel. Thanks to keep it real. It's the way that I feel. It's all about you.
There will never be a woman.
There will never be a woman like you.
My heart belongs to you. And all I can say,
I love you, baby.
Luciano, see, it's the way that you make me feel. Got me feeling like I should put you up and have you living like you supposed to and put a ring on it. But he ain't new, he ain't see the sexy in you. But only if he knew every little thing that we do. Got Luciano feeling you, that's why they hate you. Because the way that
it's
we treat you.
It's the way that I feel. It's all about you. It's the way that I feel. It's the way that I feel. It's all about you.
sweetheart. I can remember the first time we met. Somewhere in 2001. And it's been 10 years now. And the way I feel for you is still the same, baby. It feels brand new. So all the times that we spend together seems like yesterday. But only today. So I'm telling you, the way I feel, this love is always real.
Yes, that was Cozy Mo, right here. Cozy Mo Better. Hey, we're gonna play another song right here. Do you know? We're gonna have a little bit of the Lord, right?
Of course.
Yes, right. Amen.
You can't do nothing without the Lord. Yes, right. So this one that we're about to play is Antidote by Solo.
Yes, right. Amen.
Because the Lord is the antidote. That was Solo with Antidote. Yes, T-I-A, he is the antidote. That's right. Whatever you're going through, all your illness, that's the one you call on for the healing. That's who you call on everything.
You right about that. I applaud on that. Yes. I applaud on that. Yes. So, hey, now coming right here. He don't really need no introduction. He's one of our top friends right here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. He's also, he's an artist of mine too, also, and everything else. And plus, Cozy Mo Better been doing his thing since from day one. And he have a new single coming out too. We're going to talk all about that right here on TBOU. And now, welcome. We have Mr. Cozy Mo Better right here. What's up, Cozy?
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
Man.
Yes.
Thank God I'm alive.
Amen. Amen. On that. Amen. 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 So you ain't new to this. Tell the listeners out there where you from and who is Cozy Mo Better to start off the show.
Hey, Cozy Mo Better, live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. R&B singer, writer, performer, composer. Love people. Cozy Mo Better is a person, man, just love people. I love life, man. I love music. You know, I love singing. You know, I love the Lord. You know, that I love life. You know, so.
Yes.
That's me. You know, that's me. That's Cozy Mo Better.
That's right. That's right, Cozy Mo. So how, give us a rundown. How did you came up with Cozy Mo Better?
Okay. Cozy Mo Better. How I got the name Cozy Mo Better. Coming up through my ages, you know, before I even got to start doing singing, anything of that nature, they used to call me Cozy Mo. Mo Cheeks mm-hmm. at one point in time. So, blessing and on top of that, as I got into the game, you know, I used to always like wearing nice sweaters. So, a gentleman, mm-hmm. a friend of mine, said, we like your sweater, so we will start calling you Cozy Mo Better with the cozy sweater. So, that's how I got the name Cozy Mo, you know, from a friend of mine's. Yeah, and the name stuck with my image as far as mm-hmm. my style. You know, so that's where Cozy Mo comes from.
Okay, with that being said, how did your style evolve since the beginning of your career?
I had many styles. I guess I had to find my own niche at a point, at a time, because you mm-hmm. always got to find your own niche. Mm-hmm. I used to always want to have Jodeci style, mm-hmm. different groups, Silk. It was always that smoothness about the style that I wanted. You know, nothing. Mm-hmm. I tried rap before. That didn't work. You know, so I had to fight. That just didn't work. So, yeah, my style was more of a smoothness, you know. So that's when my image started coming in, like looking at Silk and those Jodeci groups and things of that nature, being around a lot of individuals, you know, that was in groups and things of that nature. So I just mm-hmm. picked up, you know.
Okay.
And then putting my own stuff in.
Uh-huh. Okay, with that, you know, you the coming of your name and then your style, what was the role that music played early in your life?
That's a good one.
Music played the role in my life as a child. I think music started playing the role in my life as a child. I just love to hear music, especially if it was about Michael Jackson. When I seen Michael Jackson, it just took me to another level.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That inspired me, you know, just by seeing Mike, you know, from a kid.
Yeah.
Just being happy. Music made me happy. So I think music came in my life as a child, even before I even knew it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really. Just by listening to the radio. Yep.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Just ask God. I asked God to develop it for me, and here I am today.
You know? So since have you played any other instruments or
I played a little bit of keyboard, you know, as far as being a writer and, you know, arranging the music, you got to know the keys and things of that nature. So I have a little experience of playing the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you mentioned drums. Okay, drums. My son plays the drums, so,
yeah. Okay, yeah. But yeah, keyboard is something more, is my level. I can play a little bit of keys, yep.
Okay.
You mentioned Michael Jackson as one of your
biggest
influencers. What musician other than Michael Jackson do you admire most, and why?
That's good. Well, are you talking about people that's out now? Are you talking about dead?
It could either be dead or alive, either one.
Okay, well.
Well, we know Michael Jackson is number one on your list, but any others?
Okay. I also, well, even though my mother didn't make it out there in the world, she was one of my biggest influencers too. My mother had a beautiful voice. She always wanted to sing. She could sing. Then my brother. But really, deep down, there's several artists like Neo. I can't forget my man Solo, Pooh.
Yeah.
You know, Terrell. You know, these are all artists that, influenced me that I wanted to envy as I got to the point where I'm at today. You know, there's a lot of groups out there that I admire from their sound. Mm-hmm. Again, I always wanted to have my own style. You know, I never wanted to be like Neo or anybody of their style, but on that same vibe. So,
Okay. Well, hey, Cozy Mo, hey, hang tight, man. We're going to take a very short commercial break and be right back with more with Cozy Mo Better right here on TBOU. And listeners out there, if you want to ask any questions about Cozy Mo Better and his career and more of who he is, that's right, you chime in, and then after we can ask the questions for you, or you go ahead and join into the show right here on TBOU. Don't go nowhere. This is Evoco with Bay K.
Look here, baby. We've been working and slaving all year. The bills, the kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's time.
I think it's my time for a Bay K.
Bay K.
I've been waiting for this day for me and you to just break away. Yeah. I put my 2 weeks in like 2 months ago. So my boss, man, won't have shit to say. Been putting that overtime in, cause I know one day we gon' get it. Fuck it up, please house me out. I ain't even talking about wrecking. No, I'm making heat up in the city. I've been bottles on that gas getting lit, eh? Having a blast, living a life. So we're getting busy. We get a lot, it's time to five to affect the way we love one another. No, it ain't nothing we can't do. Only if it's me and you. I'ma show you something you never do. I think it's my time for a vacay.
That was E. Vogel's work.
AK.
Hey. Also coming up next right here, we have
Bay France with Baby.
Yeah. Baby. You are tuned into the Brandon Bussini Podcast Radio Show. This is Talk, Interview, and Entertainment right here on TBOU.
I ain't saying that I need it, but nobody else can be with you. These niggas don't deserve, they don't even know the worth of yours. But if your feelings gone, I'ma fall back. Would you like that? Better let me know, sir. Or I have to show them, sir. Better choose, ain't enough room for the both of them. And I bet this nigga don't do it like I do it. Tell the truth, girl, you know he ain't waving. He don't know our history. He don't know you was finna have my baby, baby. I've been tryna chill, till I move on. But there's another nigga turning you on. Ain't no need to lie. The vibe that you on, and I'm really tryna have my way. Cause I'm low key missing my babe. If I'm out of pocket, let me know. So I can stay in my place. I ain't saying that I need it, but nobody else can be with you. niggas don't deserve. They don't even know the worth of you. But if your feelings gone, I'ma fall back. Would you like that? I ain't saying that I need it, but nobody else can be with you. These niggas don't deserve, they don't even know the worth of you. But if your feelings gone, I'ma fall back. Would you like that?
That was Bay France with Baby. There are so many different apps out there, but none of them are TBOU 24/7 radio app, where the hottest, I mean the hottest indie and major artists are played. Go now and visit Google Play Store. Download it right now. TBOU 24/7 radio app.
And we're back right here on TBOU, the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show with Mr. Cozy Mo Better. Mr. Cozy Mo Better. That's right here. Yes. Hello, Cozy Mo.
I'm here, Cozy.
All right. So, my brother, question. Where have you performed lately in 2022?
Well, my last show I just did in 2022 was in Charleston, South Carolina.
I mean, 2020, my bad.
But 2021 is what you mean.
Boy, this thing got me going backwards in time.
My last show was in Charleston, South Carolina. And
yes, that's a good one.
Plus, in Philly a couple of months ago. Yes. You know, I got to stay active. Got to stay on the stage. I'm on the stage with best friends.
Exactly. So, if you would open up for a major artist right now, and by the way, you are major yourself and indie, but like now, if you would open up for a major artist, who would it be right now?
It would be Neo. I like Neo. I love Neo style. You know, we'd be a great twist on the stage together. Yeah, I would love to do something with Neo. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I love his. I love Neo. Yep.
Okay.
If you would go about energizing a tired audience, how would you do it?
You got to bring it to wake them up. So. It depends on the audience, you know. You know, like I said, it depends on the audience that, you know, what I would come out with, you know, what I would bring to the stage. It could be either just with me or with my band, you know, some kind of activity, you know, to get them alive, you know. But yeah, it depends on the crowd, you know. You can't predict that. You just have to know what it is at that point.
Right.
When you step on the stage, you just got to, you got to lift the crowd just from the door, you know. Because it can be whatever you say that can lift them, or mm-hmm. your activity, you know, or, you know, it depends.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Cozy Mo. Okay. Someone have a question in the chat box. It was saying, you know, since you are artists, how would you handle the Astrodome incident that had happened if you was there?
If I was there,
or like if it, say for example, with the Astrodome incident, you know, how would you handle the show? If you was in this show,
how would I handle it?
That was with Travis Scott.
Yeah, that was Travis Scott.
Yes.
And he put me on the spot right there. He put me on the spot there. You know, because really, I really understand what he's saying.
Okay, with you know the incident that happened with that, as far as Travis Scott was performing,
Drake and all them and everything.
You know.
Okay. Okay. Y'all talking about that incident? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. The thing is, you know, from the door, you know, I literally really had to understand exactly what he was saying. From the door, even before I even got on that stage,
mm-hmm.
I would have made sure security and everything was in stand, because while that gentleman's up there on that stage, mm-hmm. basically, I've almost been in a predicament like that, but it was more or less the predicament that I was in. It was an artist that came up on the stage. Mm-hmm. And by me being an artist that I am, and I'm performing for my audience,
yes.
I can't turn around to see what the promotion is about. You understand what I'm saying now?
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, he can scream out, turn, you know, stop the show. When you got so much going on at that capacity, nobody's listening to you for real.
That is true.
It wasn't too much that he could do up there on that platform, on that stage. You know,
right.
Like I said,
right.
from the beginning of the event, security should have been in place where it's though, no way, no how. People should have been jumping over the gates or whatever the situation may have been
at that point. Right.
It was too many people. Mm-hmm. For something like that. I think it was just a money thing, because
yeah.
that show wasn't mapped out.
And it wasn't the artist's fault.
Yes.
No, you can't blame my man up on that stage. You
right.
can't blame him for all those people down there acting a fool like that.
Got you.
I mean, he's an artist. These people wanted to see him. But
exactly.
For them to try
exactly.
to blame him and charge him for all those people incidents, the only thing he can do is try to contribute to the people that was hurt,
mm-hmm.
you know, and give his mm-hmm. condolences. But you can't fault him. It's
right.
not his
right.
fault at all. You know,
right.
And the gentleman that just asked me that question, that's big. I'm glad you asked that, because people need to hear that. You can't blame the artist mm-hmm. for other people's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just can't. Now, what if he'd have jumped down there? If he'd have jumped down there, he'd have got hurt. What would y'all would have
yeah.
said then? Why did he jump down there? He knows security would have took care of that, right? Damn if you do,
mm-hmm.
and damn if you don't. So
all right,
us,
that's okay.
Artists,
well, okay.
You know, us... Okay. Us being an artist, man, you know, that's why you have to make sure everything is mapped out before you get on that stage, because you got to
yes.
think about your safety too, just as well as
mm-hmm.
other people's
exactly.
safety. You know,
exactly, but, exactly. Well, hey, but since you answered it on the gentleman on question that was Star from Star C, we're gonna go ahead and play one of your songs right here. This is Cozy Mo Better, Cry Out Loud.
Cry out loud. Oh no no, oh why? Cry out loud.
Yeah. Here we go. Mo Better.
I open up a broken heart. Everyone knows when I open heart, because a broken heart, nothing seems to grow. Tell me why. All these lies you run around town, girl, with all these other guys. I said, cry out loud.
You can feel my pain.
Oh, oh, yeah.
I wanna show you how to feel when you're not there.
Cry out loud.
I wanna cry out loud. And you can feel my tears. I wanna show you how to feel.
Don't cry.
You told me from the start that you'll never break my heart. But now, girl,
it's over.
We're all torn apart. My love was true to you.
True.
over you. My love is not confused. I say cry out loud.
You can feel my tears.
And you can feel my tears.
I wanna show you how,
I wanna show you how it feels.
When you're not there.
When you're not there.
I wanna cry out loud.
Tell me why.
You can feel my
tears. All these lies.
I wanna show you how
you're right around town.
When you're not there.
Well, I guess now you're on the west side, cause I'm on the north side, doing the things I like. Yeah, don't cry. You went your way, I went my way. Yeah, for better days.
Cry out loud, you can feel my tears.
Oh, girl.
I wanna show you how to feel.
Enough time for you.
I wanna show you how
all the things we had
when you're not
in the past.
I wanna call you out loud, so you can feel my tears. I wanna show you how to feel when you're not there.
And you can feel my tears. I wanna show you how to feel when you're not there.
Yeah, we were right here. We're back right here with Mr. Cozy Mo Better. Hey, that's right. Crying out loud, sir.
Yeah, crying out loud, man. That's a serious song, man.
Yeah, it is, man.
Everybody can relate to crying out loud, man. You know, I pretty much hope they can relate to it. You know, crying out loud is a deep song, man. You know. And a lot of folks do that every day, you know.
That's true. That's true.
Every day, you know. I don't know if you even noticed that, you know. You know, a lot of times when people come and tell you their problems, and that's crying out loud instead of crying to the person that you're talking about.
Right.
Instead of talking to the person that you're crying about, you're crying to the other people in the world instead of crying to the person that you really crying about talking about. So if I go talking about JVM to TIA, instead of just going to JVM to talk to him about how I feel, I'm talking to TIA. So that's crying out loud. I'm telling her all the things that's going on with him instead of just coming to tell him. So that's where crying out loud comes from. You know, being in a relationship, you know, everybody knowing everything about your relationship. But nothing ever grew in your relationship but turmoil. Everybody knew how much drama y'all had. Everything that was going on, everything. You done cheated on her. She done cheated on you. You done been in jail. Because when I said I spent enough time for you, I'm not talking about the watch. I'm talking about in jail.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, you know, you got that. That song is a very deep song. You know, yeah, I built that song off someone's relationship. So I'm not going to give no names, but I wrote that song. That's somebody's relationship. That's personally. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That person, basically, they were crying to me. And and I just wrote down on the napkin, crying out loud. That's how that song started. We were literally out, and this person was telling me about his relationship.
Okay.
To be successful as a singer, you should always strive to expand your repertoire and to be prepared to work long hours and travel frequently. What are a singer's responsibility, in your words?
A singer's responsibility. First of all, you got to make sure your paperwork is right as an artist. You got to take care of your paperwork because nobody's going to take care of your business for you. Far as like your traveling expenses and thing of that nature, it depends on what, if you're with a company, if you're not with a company. But a lot of stuff that you got to try to secure for yourself. Like for me, when it's time to do some promotion, I really don't look for people to promote. Traveling expensive. If I'm with a company, then I'll see what they can. If not, I'll do it my own.
Exactly.
But you got to take care of your business as an artist. It took me a while to learn that about controlling your own destiny. Because if you don't control your own destiny, you will be in trouble.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
When they say the artists that don't take care of their paperwork, that they don't get nothing out of what they put in, that's because they don't handle their business. You got to handle your business. And you got to allow people to help you. And you got to allow people to help you that been places that you haven't been. You can't just look at stuff and think, well, this is how it's supposed to be. No, you got to grind in this game. You know, this is your life. This is a passion. It's something that God give you. So you got to treasure it. You got to put yourself out there in order for people to really recognize you. You know,
You're right.
You got to be professional.
What are the essential qualities that make a good artist to you?
Again, number one, the key thing is listening. Listening and allowing people to help you when you don't know certain things. That's the key thing, is listening. And surround yourself with people that you know has your best interests. You know, it's hard sometimes, but you can find them. They'll find you, for real, for real. Okay. They'll find you, really. They'll find you.
Well, you gotta surround yourself with
good people.
Yes. Cozy Mo, your brother, hey, don't go nowhere. We're going to hear more with Cozy Mo. And also, what I want to ask you about, you know, that when's your new single coming out and what else more for Cozy Mo Better? Don't go nowhere right here on TBOU. We can go ahead and play Toddy Watch with Letter for Her. You are tuned in to the Brand of Us Any podcast for your show, Talk, Interview, and Entertainment.
Played your part right from the start, he still abused you. Can't take it back, I know it hurts, not what you're used to. Pick up your head, lift up your crown, leave with a new you. I know it's hard, he left you scarred, he hurt and bruised you. You played your part right from the start, he still abused you. Can't take it back, I know it hurts, not what you're used to. Pick up your head, lift up your crown, leave with a new you. Girl, one in a million, it takes some time to heal. He broke your heart in half, just know it takes some time to deal with that. Don't waste no time trying to get back with him. You're better off without that man. I know it's hard, he left you scarred. It's time to let go and forget. Wipe those tears off your eyes, it's your time to shine. So pick your head up and rise, rise up to the sky. You're stronger than you think you are, made it out and survived. I hope you never let nobody take you by surprise again. I know it's hard, he left you scarred, he hurt and bruised you. You played your part right from the start, he still abused you. Can't take it back, I know it hurts, not what you're used to. Pick up your head, lift up your crown, leave with a new you. I know it's hard, he left you scarred, he hurt and bruised you. You played your part right from the start, he still abused you.
Can't take it back, I know it hurts, not what you're used to. Pick up your head, lift up your crown, leave with a new you. I know it's hard, he left you scarred, he hurt and bruised you. You played your part right from the start, he still abused you. Can't take it back, I know it hurts, not what you're used to. Pick up your head, lift up your crown, leave with a new you. Girl, one in a million, it takes some time to heal. He broke your heart in half, just know it takes some time to deal with that. Don't waste no time trying to get back with him. You're better off without that man. I know it's hard, he left you scarred. It's time to let go and forget. Wipe those tears off your eyes. It's your time to shine. So pick your head up and rise. Rise up to the sky. You're stronger than you think you are, made it out and survived. I hope you never let nobody take you by surprise again.
That was Tati Watts with Letter for Her, and we back here with Cozy Mo. Yo, what's up?
I'm here.
You here? All right. Hey,
thank you for having me.
Of course, brother, man.
Anytime.
That's right. Hey, now, what's new for Cozy Mo? And also, what's you know the new single? You want to talk about that? Let's talk.
Oh man, the new single. Ooh, wow. Mm. Do you feel me? You know, yeah, boy. That's. Woo! Yeah, do you feel
woo!
That, yeah, new single, yeah, that new single? But that new single, if it's God's will, man, it should be out, man, hopefully by next month. Okay. But we in the studio recording it now. Me solo, and Terrell Angelo. Y'all had Solo on your show.
Yes.
You just got through playing his single Antidote. Shout out to my man Solo.
Salute.
Yeah, hopefully the single should be out by next month. We in the studio right now recording it. Also have a show coming up in March the 25th.
Okay.
That I'm doing, birthday event. Anybody want the information, they will have to inbox me because it's going to be a private event due to the COVID thing, you know, on capacity that you want. You know, with this COVID thing, you know, you don't want nobody to shut anything down. For location and thing of that nature, they will have to, you know, inbox me and I can get them a flyer. I'm doing an event on March the 25th. Yep.
Okay.
So that's what's happening right now. Videos get ready to come up as we do the single. Just taking more interviews, you know, thing of that nature, doing some more shows.
Exactly.
That's what's on the plate at this point right now. But right now we're in the studio recording a new single, Do You Feel Me?
Correct. What's the name
for that?
Can you share the name of the new single coming out, or that's confidential right now?
Yeah, the name of the new single is called Do You Feel Me?
Do you feel me?
Yeah. You know, basically, yeah, that's the name of the new single. Do you feel me?
Yep. Can you give us a little bit of what the song is pertaining about? We know the title stands for, but what? Can you give us a little bit?
It's a relationship song.
Okay.
How the gentleman meets a nice young lady. And it's things that he want to do for her, you know, because she set him off.
Okay. Well, listeners, y'all hear it first. Cozy Mo Better Solo. And what's
It's definitely for the ladies. This single is definitely for the ladies.
I am definitely ready to hear it, Cozy Mo.
I can't, you know, I didn't get the fellas, you know, and
popping bottles and all that, huh?
Popping bottles. You know, I done gave the fellas a lot of stuff past couple years, you know. So it's basically time to get the ladies something that the new year that's coming in, you know, as far as Valentine's coming around. So,
yeah.
This is a very, very passionate relationship song. That's why I have two major artists is on this song with me, a great R&B gospel singers that's going to be on this song with me.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's definitely going to be the for the pleasure for the ladies.
Let us know if you need to do a remix on that and go ahead and put TIA up on that.
Without a doubt. You know, we're trying to see if we can make it a way, man, that we can shoot a part of the video in Charleston, yeah. South Carolina. You know,
hey, so, you're welcome, bro. Yeah,
that would be really
you
cool. Know,
you're welcome.
Yeah, definitely. So that's definitely what, you know, what's in the pot right now. You know, yeah.
Okay.
So again, that single's going to be that dropping soon, and the show that I'm putting on for March the 25th. You know, yes.
Right. What is one message that you would like to give anyone wanting to be in the music industry?
To want to do it.
They say it again.
To love to do it.
Oh, that's right.
Have the love to do it. Don't do it just because you think you want to make money. Do it because you love to do it.
Right.
You know, and from there, that's where it's going to take you at.
Yes.
You know, because you know, top of your head is already is about money. Why do you want to sing? Why do you sing? I sing it because I love it. You know, it ain't the money that make me sing. It's the happiness that I see that come over people's faces.
You know, wow, the joy that that's right.
The feeling that you give people. The lives that you can save by saying certain things in your music. So that's why I sing, you know, okay. To help people, to keep people happy, man. You know, that's why I say, if you're going to do it right. Don't be a snake. Don't be a
right. Cunt. You people have to realize that music heals people.
Be 100. Yeah, be 100, you know.
Yeah.
Don't follow other people. Follow your own dream and mind. Because when you follow your own dream and mind, be different. And when you're different, that's when you stand out the most.
Exactly.
I thank God that I'm different.
Yes.
I thank God that I'm different. Tell yourself, you know.
Would you agree that it is very important to learn history and understand old music and the music history?
Hey, that's the number one question. If you don't know the history of where the music comes from, you're in trouble. You got to know your history.
Because exactly. Amen on that.
It's happening right now because it's people that got... that was there before us, that got us to do this right now, that made it a way for us to do this. So you got to go back and respect the people that was there before you. That's why I say you have to learn from people that's been there before you.
Don't
think your way is the best way. You better take some success first.
Exactly.
You think you can do it.
Yeah, you're right. We're good.
You gotta go backwards to check your history before you do what you want to go forward.
Yeah, that's true. But thank you, Mr. Cozy Mopedo. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my fam. Thank you, my artist. Thank you, ho. Thank you, dog. Hey, tell all the listeners before we let you go, where can they check you out and more of Cozy Mopedo?
You can get Cozy Mo Better music on all digital outlets, platforms out here. YouTube, Twitter, Google, Spotify, Amazon. I can go on and on and on. Only thing I could just tell you, just Google the name Cozy Mo
Better. I see it.
CozyMobetta. Or Cozy Mo, CozyMoe. I have music underneath the Cozy Mo too. It'd be better for you just to Google my name for me to tell you all these platforms. Because you may go crazy looking for me. All you gotta do is Google my name. Any shows or thing of that nature, you know how to get in contact with my manager, JBM. Inbox him. I'm open to do shows. Negotiate with my man. Then we can talk about anything you want to talk about. You need me on your platform, Cozy Mo Better's there. But you got to talk to the manager first.
Well, so, thank you.
Thanks again, man.
Anytime.
I want to thank the people that, you know, tuned in, you know, that don't know who Cozy Mo Better is. You know, I just want to thank y'all for tuning in and listening for some of the stuff that I was talking about. Hope they got something out of it. You know, like I said, you can't blame the artists for people nepotism, especially when they're not involved.
Okay, well, we're gonna go ahead and end, you know, end the show. We're gonna tell everybody thank you for tuning in to listen to Cozy Mo Better. Much love. We're gonna tell people continue supporting the brand of us in the podcast radio show, and we're gonna end this right here with Critters from Cozy Mo Better. We're gonna say peace,
love, and keep making music.
Yo, God bless, my brother. I love you, man. Stay safe out there.
Love you too, man. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
You know who this is. It's Cozy Mo Better.
I'm too real for you, real.
I gotta get down.
Because my faith got a flavor.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm too fly for you, ladies.
Straight to the top, baby.
It's time for me to see you later. Told you from the start, music is my heart. Told you one day my music sure play its part. Now you see it fly like a bird up in the sky. On Spotify, on Amazon, and Twitter that you see. They even played my videos on MTV. And I used to be with a label called MPRE. I'm too real for you, Chris.
I'm too real for you,
Chris. Because my faith got
bigger.
I'm going down that boulevard, looking like that movie star. People know just who you are. People ask for my autograph, especially when I'm walking past. Cozy Mo Better know he got that swag. When I first got into the game, people called me names, told me that you know that I really could not sing. But now you see my thing, come up cause my swing. See my shine in my grind, and I'm getting mine. I'm too real for you, Chris.
I'm too real for you, Chris.
Because my friend got a
flavor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm too fly for you, Chris. It's time for me to see you later.
The 314, it's Luz Guiano, the fly one, the go getter, the trill one. Before I had it popping on the airway, with that trap, I stayed shaking you haters up. I stayed on my giddy up V12. I stayed about my mail. Too real for you, Critters. They hate you when you blow up. I stayed down with my day one hitters. I never changed up. Me and Mo about to change the game. Rearrange the thing and do the thing. I stayed about my change. The 314, 215, doing the thing.
Too real for you, Critters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my favorite, I'm too fly for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time for me to see you later.
Hey, check out me, the JVN, on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show every Saturday weekend from 6 to 8 p.m. Hey, there's a party going on. a party going on. Yeah, a party going on.
All in my face, all up in my face, getting on my last nerve. Week after week and month after month, I work hard and can't nobody get the job done like me. I'm tired of getting up, and I'm tired of coming home after. Lord knows I'm not trying to complain, but if I could have my way, I put in less work and more play. Hey, it seems like a good time to call in. So I'm going and tell my boss I'm not coming. Cause I'll be putting in work at the kickback spot. Yeah, yeah, putting in work at the kickback spot. I got a new fit to wear with shoes to match. Got my hair laid tight, makeup right, nails all that. Time to clock in, let the fun begin. You know what they say, all work and no play. I'm tired of going in, I'm tired of coming home. Lord knows I'm not trying to complain, but if I could have my way, I put in less work and more play.
Mixing the beats.
Liz D, homie.
Yo, it's your boy Koku.
Yeah, this your boy Big OG.
This your boy Darius. This is Coach Mo Fett. And you're listening to TBOU.
She got that. Ali Get Entertainment presents Smart Funny Music. T1.
Sexy, you turn me on. Look at your body, you make me want. Yeah, you're the finest thing in the club.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.